sister. We got any prayer requests over there? Got tears in my eyes. I'm a sissy for the Lord, y'all.
Me too.
We want to continue to pray for Joe and Neva. That Joe had a procedure yesterday on his heart to see why one of the chambers isn't pumping correctly, I think.
Well, he gets really tired and out of breath, like his oxygen
drops
down to like 80. And apparently there's an issue on, I think, the right side where it's not getting the blood or something. It's swollen, enlarged or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're going to try this medication. And I'm just going to put myself in agreement and believe with them that this is, you know, I've been praying for solution.
Right.
You know, show them, Lord. Show them.
Mm-hmm.
And believe him for a solution.
And we want to pray for Misty Williams. Her husband passed away from during COVID. And his Poppy, she's been his Poppy's caretaker, and he's declining. So just pray for her strength for her to walk this out.
Okay. Father, we just lift up Joe to you today, Father. And Father, we just agree with the words of the Lord over his life, Father. There's not one day he will be cut short from what you've written in your book about him, Father. So I thank you, Father, for restoring his body in Jesus' name, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Father, that he, as we've talked about today, will pursue and will fulfill everything that you have called his life to, Father. And I thank you that there's no sickness or no disease that can stand in between you and what you have called his life to, Father. So I thank you for complete and total healing and restoration in his body today in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you for Misty. Father, I thank you for the heart of the caregiver. Father, I thank you that she has a heart that comes from you, Father, to love and to care for people, Father. I just ask that you would strengthen her in this time, Father, and that you would just give her the strength and the wisdom to make every decision necessary as she walks forth. And, Father, even for her Poppy, Father, I just thank you for touching his life, Father. Again, the enemy has come in and he's convinced us that sickness or disease can take us out before our time. And so, Father, we thank you that you're awakening us, that you're awakening the body of Christ to realize that no enemy can come in and take our life away, Father, because you gave it to us. So, Father, I thank you that even in Poppy's life, Father, that he will, again, fulfill every day that you have purposed for him on this life, on this earth, in Jesus' name today.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares. Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10. Sunday worship at 10:45. Sunday evening prayer is at 5. Sunday evening Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7. Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty.
Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
We hope to...
It's like the Utter Butter. You know? It's like those... Yeah. They come up with this really... But it sticks, you know.
It works.
It's a great marketing boy. Because ain't nobody going to forget that.
We are back. You are tuned into Hour of Fire this morning. Our guest for today is Jason Mung. His title for this morning is Your Calling. Back to you, brother. We was laughing, y'all, because I was telling him I needed to go get some of this medicine for... The hurt I felt, I needed to go get some anti-monkey butt. You can get it at Atwood's.
It's right next to the Utter Butter.
Yes, it is. It is, actually. But I knew my late husband wouldn't use that, right. So we got him the anti-monkey butt. We just have a good time loving the Lord. If you think being a Christian, your life is going to be dull and blah, I got news for you.
Right.
Come on. And it's okay to have a little humor.
Right.
Come on.
God definitely has a sense of humor.
Boy, howdy.
I've learned that in the last couple weeks. I'll let y'all guys in on the joke. It's not a joke. It's a child, and we're excited about it. But yeah, we're in our late 40s, and we just found out we're having another baby.
Go God!
So we're excited about that. It was definitely a shocker, but I know even in what light of what we've been talking about today, there's not one person that sets foot on this earth that God did not ordain mm-hmm. and put purpose in their life.
Yes.
So when I know there's a baby on the way, I know that God has plan and purpose. And I can't do anything but get excited about that.
Right.
And what greater gift is there being a dad? You know, mm-hmm. like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So it was definitely not in our plans, but it's in his. So here we go. So I want to go back to that, finish talking about that. So this revival and the story that was kind of going on. And I love even how you've inserted, you know, and I think we're going to hear more of this from more people and more people and more people where it was like, you may be a part of this and you didn't even know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know how God laid it on your heart about this and you just began to pray over it. And then just like this other lady that I was talking about, like she kind of got it, but she kind of just dismissed it, you know? And it's mm-hmm. like, God is waking us up and you know, she's titling this One Accord. That's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, mm-hmm. you know, that's what I see, you know, and even in my journey is it's time to get out of these systems of men yeah. and just get back to the truth of the gospel and walking in a one-ship with the body of Christ, right? And I'm not saying that we need to tear all the buildings down. Mm-hmm. No, those buildings are about to be full because God is about to move on the hearts of people mm-hmm. like he's never said. But what it is time to do is it's time to throw all the theologies out, all the doctrines out that aren't sound truth into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's time to get rid of our own programs and just let the Holy Spirit do his thing. And that can be done with order. It needs to be done with order, right? So I'm not saying throw all the programs aside mm-hmm. either. A lot of times people misunderstand me that I think I'm just like coming against the church. I'm not coming against the church. Matter of fact, I'm coming to the church and saying, let's grow up.
Yes.
Let's get this thing. Let's walk in according to what God has called us to. But lay aside all the things where us as men have just tried to take control. That we've tried to do things our way. If we don't see... Our church is looking like what we've seen in Acts. If we don't see those things following those who believe, then we need to rethink things. We need to say, what's going on here? We need to identify. We need to humble ourselves before God and say, something's not right here. what do we need to do? Give me the word, because I will mm-hmm. follow that, right? And that's what I see God waking people up more and more and more in that place, and mm-hmm. that excites me. And just like with what you're saying, I want to talk on that a little bit. There was a part of you that felt like, you know, that I was excited about this revival, but then you got the news that you weren't the one to put it together. But it didn't mean that you didn't still play mm-hmm. a part, right? And that's where I see in the Word where it says, there's not one part of the body that can say to the other, I don't need you. Because every one of us have a role mm-hmm. and is completely necessary to bring about the thing that God has. Because God never puts one guy in the corner and leaves him out. He doesn't do that.
Amen.
It's all about the body of Christ. And God will utilize you in every way that you will respond and allow him to. Right? And again, sometimes when you do that, he's going to give you something that feels bigger. And I know, again, you'll respond in that way of, oh gosh, that's too big for me. I can't do that, but like, give me another part. Like, the reason he put that in your heart is because that's what he has for you. And he can't do it without him. And that's the reason he gave it to you, so that you rely on him, you'll be led by him, and you'll fulfill his purpose, not yours. Amen. Because if he gave you something you could handle, you'll fulfill your purpose
through it.
We don't need to be fulfilling our purpose. Mm-hmm. We need to fulfill God's purpose in our life. That's his calling on who we are. And so to see like this playing out organically, I'm telling you, it gets a fire in me, because I know what God's called me to be, and it's exactly mm-hmm. that. It's to fan the flame in the body of Christ, to build up, to equip the mm-hmm. saints for the work of what? The ministry. Yes. You know, we have mistook guys like me going out there and getting a building and putting something together like that's the ministry. No, mm-hmm. dude. That matter of fact, that's only an equipping center to train the body of Christ yes. ministry to get out there and get after it. Because ministry happens outside of the walls of the church, not inside of the walls of the church, you know? And that's something that we have not realized and that we have misunderstood, I think. And again, I'm not throwing blame here on anybody, but when we recognize that there's a problem, then let's seek the solution. Let's see, Father, what do you have for us to do here? And, you know, even when I walked out of my business, walking into this ministry that God has called me to, a lot of people ask me, so are you starting a new church? No, sir. We are the church, right? Is it a building? Yeah, it is a building. But it'll be a building that's used to equip the body for the work of the ministry. That's what it is, you know? And it's not going to be a church in that manner. It's going to be a training center. It's just going to be where Christians can come and get grown up, be taught the truth of the Word of God, be shown. Let's walk this out. What does it look like for me to lay hands on somebody else and then recover? What does it look like for me to pray over someone who's demonically oppressed and those things leave their life? Those are the things the Word calls us to. Matter of fact, it says these signs follow those who believe. Mm-hmm. Those things will happen. And if you don't see those happening, then that should be a red flag for us to say, wait a minute, what's going on here? I believe. Mm-hmm. Okay, but how are you walking this out? Are you walking this belief out in the obedience to Christ? Or are you just making sacrifices of your life on the side? The Word is very clear about that. Obedience is much greater than any sacrifice Amen. You could ever make, yes. right? And obedience is walking in what God has for you, because it's his plan, not your plan. And so God has put a fire in me. That's my uniquely thing. It's like I've seen this system of men that we have built, and it's not for us, right? And matter of fact, I look at the fruits of what's happening, and we see little sparks. You know, we see little things happen. We see God moving in ways. But when I read the Word of God, when it talks about when you see Jesus moving through the countryside, to the hillside, mm-hmm. over the lakes, over all of these things, it says he healed them A-L-L, all, right? And then he calls us to the greater things. So if we are not seeing that in the body of Christ, then we must continue our pursuit, right? He calls mm-hmm. us to be perfect as he was perfect. And again, I know we'll start, oh, I can't do that. We'll start mm-hmm. discounting ourselves. You're right. You can't. That's why you died. That's what baptism is. You laid your life down. You buried yourself with Christ in that way, so that when you rose up out of that water, mm-hmm. there was something brand new. There was a birthing of something new. That old was sliced away supernaturally. The sinful nature was cut away from who you are. So no longer are you driven by evil. That came in the garden, that separated you from God, that we were all born into when we come in through our mother, that was circumcised out of us when we made that choice to say, mm-hmm. you know what? I choose to die to me.
And that's where we need to realize the truth of the word, not the truth of what this thing understands. Come on. Right? And that's why you got to get in the word. Mm-hmm. So you know that truth. You died. Matter of fact, you chose it. And when you chose to die, then you raised a new life in that way. And guess what? Through a Holy Spirit empowered life, you can walk a life that will walk away from every sin that has so easily beset you up until this point. You will walk away from things that have caused you to stumble and fall over and over and over. Now, does that mean that you may not stumble and fall? No, it doesn't. But let's stop this crazy talk about I'm bent, not broken. All of this weird stuff that we say, this Christianese stuff that we say that's not the truth of the gospel. If it does not agree with the word, then you shouldn't let it come out of your mouth. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've talked about here lately, too, is like Jesus was clear and he said, I don't say anything that the Father didn't say. Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything that the Father didn't say for me to do. Mm-hmm. And it's like taking into account our lives and going back to this revival story. That's what I was talking to Sarah. Remember, she said, you remember what you said to me? No, I don't remember what I said to you in that place. But what she said was, you told me that I should just pray over it, that God had put that on my heart for a reason to pray over. Where she thought maybe she was going to be an active role, like, do it, putting it all together. And again, that's why we need to pursue God, like you said, every day. What do you have for me to do today over that situation? And what I love about this story that Jennifer was kind of sharing with me, she said, like, he didn't lay it all out for her. He didn't give her the whole blueprint, right? But what she said is, he said, do this step. And when she did that step, then he gave her the next one. And he gave her the next one. And she's still in pursuit of that. This is still being put together as we speak. We've got it on the calendar. We've got it on the books. It's going to happen, right? And I'm excited about that. But we just have to make sure that we're not leaning to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledging, right? Acknowledge that he is God, that he's got the plan, and that he's going to lead us to the very thing that we need to get to in the right time that we need to get to it.
Amen.
You know, and not put our own time stamp on it or our own expectation of what we think we're going to see. Because I want you to understand this. You will see the things in the perfect timing, and that will bring peace to your life. That will bring satisfaction to your life. That will bring purpose to your life. And I mean, I think about this baby. You know, I told you we're having a baby. And me and my wife, it's funny, we used to tease. So we've been doing a birth control that's not pills, not any of this stuff that messes with the hormones. And so we've been practicing that for quite some time. And there would be times where we'd talk about having a baby and she would be like, and I was like, it's okay. God knows our heart. You know, like he knows we're done with kids. Like we're on, we're on to the grandkids, you know.
He might have been done, brother, but God wasn't.
And he knows our heart. Amen. And I can't tell you how many times I've said that over the years. Because, you know, our youngest, as of before this one, was, she's 10. And so, this is for a long time. You know, it's like, it's okay. God knows our heart. See, like, it's all good. And when I found out that we were having another baby, God brought that very statement back to my mind. He knows our heart. And I'm telling you, it broke me. It humbled me yet again. And I said, Father, you are absolutely right, because you do know my heart. You know my heart better than I do. And you know that a baby would be nothing but a blessing to my life and bring nothing but excitement to my life. And it's like, when you can trust God in that way, and I'm saying this again, this is not about any glory to me or to who I am. But it's glory to who God is and my journey and walking this out to know that I know so many people out there struggle with living outside of peace, living in a way that they think they have no purpose, that they have no calling, that they just don't understand the things of God. And if I can be the one that God has now put in a position and given a voice to elevate his name to say, there is a place that you can live in hope. There is a place that you can live in purpose. There is a place that you can live in satisfaction and joy in your life every day that you wake up. I don't care what life looks like. I don't care what circumstances are going on around you. That does not matter. And it's like, because I have been through some of the hardest circumstances in my life. You know, I have been through some things where people would look at my life and say, oh my gosh, how did you go through that? I could have never done that. But I can also look at somebody else's life and say the same thing. Like, there's always somebody out there that's had it worse mm-hmm. off than what you've had it. I've been through some pretty crazy things in my life, but I'm telling you today that I can stand here, that I've never had more joy. I have never had more peace. I have never had more, a greater understanding of purpose and calling on my life than I do today. And so my encouragement is that only comes from God.
Amen.
That's it. That comes from God. And he is no respecter of persons. Mm-mm. So if you want this for your life, then pursue him. Never give up seeking what God has for your life, because you can stand in the place that I stand in today, that it does not matter what storm comes at me. I know who I am in him and who he is in me, and there ain't nobody going to shake that. You know? And it's like, that is not just for me. That's for every person that would hear this message today. That's for you too.
Amen.
And do not be discouraged in a time where you don't feel that way. Because we don't walk by feelings, right? We walk by faith, not by sight. And so those things that you're seeing, if you are being led off into that other business, I want you to understand the truth of what the word says about that. You're walking by a sight, not by a faith. And faith is what comes from God. And even in that, I'm going to give a little snippet here, real rabbit trail on faith. Some people think that, well, look at Jason's life. He has such big faith. And look at my life. I'm not in that place. So my faith must be this, you know? And it's like, dude, that is not what that says. The word says that to each one of us has been giving the measure of faith. Because faith, when you go look at that, is a gift of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When you accept Christ, this is very clear in the word, when you accept Jesus Christ, the deposit is now put inside of you, which is who? The Holy Spirit. So if that gift can only come from the Holy Spirit, I have no more faith than you have faith. The only thing that I choose to do, if my life looks different than yours, is walk in that. Is look at faith, look through the eyes of faith, but not through the eyes of my understanding or what I see, right? But it is not mine. It's his. I am only choosing to come into agreement with that. I am aligning my will with his will, and that's what we see in John, where Jesus says to be one with God as I am one with God. And when you do that, you won't say anything that you ain't supposed to say. You won't do anything that you're not supposed to do. And it's like that will affect the lives of all these other people. And I keep going back to that story with Sarah. Like I said, you're just supposed to pray about it in this place. And she said, do you remember that? No, I don't. But you know what I do know? And this is what God's showing me. When I align my heart with his, then he will say the things. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, I have removed my tongue from my mouth and I have allowed the Holy Spirit to take over. And that's how I do these things right here. Every time that I sit before men and I speak the word, then I'm telling you guys, you don't know how much time I spend on my face to say, Father, tie my tongue to the roof of my mouth. Do not let one word come from this mouth that is not what you have to say. Because I am accountable for every word that comes from this mouth. Mm-hmm. Not many should be teachers, right? This is clear in the word. Not many should be, because there's an accountability that comes in your life in that way. And I do not take that lightly. I do not want to say one thing that is not exactly what the Father has to say. So what do? I spend time on my face when nobody else is around, and I tell God, do not let me speak anything that is not the truth of your word and what you have to say to encourage these people today, because I am accountable to that. And I do not want God bringing anything to my life to say, hey, man, that was outside of who I was. I want to know that I am saying and I'm delivering the very message that he has to say. And I do. I have a peace in that. Why? Because I know how much time I spend before him, and I say, I'm moving myself out of the way. I want you to come in. I thank you for this that I see. And again, this is not about what I think. This is not about what I believe. Because us as Christians, we get that confused sometimes too. I don't know how many times I hear Christians say, well, I believe. And I'm not being rude. I don't care what you believe. Is it the truth? Is that what the word says?
Come on.
Because if the word doesn't say it, it doesn't matter what your belief. Mm-mm. The only thing your belief is going to get you is the fruit of that belief. But if you believe the truth, of the gospel, if you align your belief with the truth, then you will see every fruit that this word promises. I promise. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is. If you will align your belief with the truth of the gospel, you will get every fruit that comes from that. Everything that you need will be provided. Every piece of every healing that you need in your body will be given to you. And it's like, what we want to do is we want to look at, well, where we've been. Well, that don't match up. Well, okay, then it's time to change course. Do you realize that insanity is literally trying to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result? So if you are walking even in a Christian life and getting frustrated with God in these moments and saying, well, I'm not seeing that, what I would tell you to do is go hit your face. Mm-hmm. Go examine your heart. Pray those prayers that we see back in the Old Testament that says, God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Father, if there be any place where there is unbelief in my heart, Father, I ask that you would remove it from me. I align myself to you and your word. And again, what I always go back to, you have to pick this thing up and read it. Mm-hmm. If you do not get into the word of God for yourself, you will never see its truths. I don't care how good of a teacher, I don't care how good of a pastor, I don't care how good of an apostle or an evangelist or any of those fivefold gifts that bring a word for you, they will never bring you into the revelation of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ for your life. Now, can they give you tools? Can they mm-hmm. equip? Can they encourage? Can they build up? Absolutely. That's our job. But it is not our job to go into the word and read it for you. That's your job. Amen. And as you do that, God will bring revelation to your heart. And again, we can see that in the word. Paul, we talked about who he was, Pharisee. He was raised into that. He was raised in as a Jew. He knew the word. Front, back, flip it upside down, it didn't matter. They memorized it. They knew it. Mm-hmm. But what does he say? He says in that place, no man taught me any of this. Why? Because there was a divine interaction with the Holy Spirit where he came in and began to reveal through revelation the truth of all these things that he only had up here. He only had a head knowledge of, but he did not understand the revelation of what that looks like in our life mm-hmm. until his interaction with the Holy Spirit. And then do you see what happened to his life? It completely changed, right? He went from what was into something, and as comparison to the word, what we can see, something that was old and now something brand new. Mm-hmm. And that can only be brought about by Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit in your life, the gift that God himself gives us as a help, right? As a help to pursue everything that he has to pursue as we're talking about today, our calling.
Amen. So our friend on TikTok, Miss Samantha Joe. Good morning, Samantha. So glad you could join us. She is in need of prayer. So if we could take a moment and pray for Miss Samantha Joe.
Okay. So, Father, we just lift up Samantha right now, Father. You know everything. You know every situation that she's in right now. You know the position of her heart, Father. I thank you, Father. I don't pray that you go in and change circumstance, Father, but I do pray that you go in and that you change her heart, and that, Father, you will use circumstance to mold her heart after you, Father. I do ask for relief if there's something that's coming in and pressuring, Father. I ask that you would come in and give her joy. I ask that you would come in and give her peace. Mm-hmm. And, Father, I think that you're going to give her wisdom and direction to make every decision that she needs to make in pursuit of you and to just walk out her every day, Father. And Father, if today in a place of struggle, Father, I ask that you would strengthen her within. Father, your word is very clear that your Holy Spirit is a help within us, Father. And so today, Father, that she would lean on you. And Father, we agree with her leaning on you. We agree with her heart that would come into you and say, Father, I need you. I need your wisdom, your direction, Father. And I pray that that would be her heart today, Father. And that if it is not, Father, you would move her to the truth of who you are in that place, Father. And I thank you that through that, Father, she will walk through every circumstance in the peace of God and in your strength. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. I always like your teachings, man. You always bring the real stuff, you know. And I think for me personally, I don't know about y'all out there, but me, Miss Monica, sometimes I have an issue of letting go, man. You know?
Right.
And as you were speaking, about the revival and coming together and all that, I heard the Spirit say, it's time to let go and let truth. Let go and let truth. Let go and let truth. Because I had some twisted ideas. I had God's character all twisted. Right. I mean, completely twisted.
We've all been there.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had envisioned God growing up. I thought God was this big Zeus man up there with lightning bolts, just looking, you know, for Monica to mess up. Right. So he could... on me.
Right.
But I was so wrong. Praise God, I was wrong. Right. Hallelujah, Monica was wrong, y'all. Because that's not who he is. And I was like, Lord, I want to know who you truly are. Yeah. Who are you? Who are you? And he said, I want you to read the New Testament first.
Right.
I want you to get to know who I sent. Who I sent for you. To save you. The one I sent. And then when you're done with that, I want you to read the Old Testament. And get to know my true character.
Right.
Man. That just changed my whole life.
Right.
I knew about Jesus. You know,
yeah.
He was my best friend. I talked to Jesus because I was too scared to talk to God.
Right.
It's the same person.
Yeah.
God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. However, I had to be willing to let go of my understandings. Who I thought he was.
Right.
What I thought he was. I had to let him go. And just say, show me.
Yeah.
I want to know who you are, Lord. I want to know who you are, God. Help me.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah.
And he does. And it's a continuous thing. It's not like, oh, I get it. Okay, see you later, bye.
Right.
It's like, that is who you are. I want to know you more. I want to know you deeper. He'll take you as deep as you're willing to go.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. The deep is beautiful, man.
It is.
Even though you can't touch or maybe see the bottom, it's a beautiful place to be.
Right. I think about that with people don't, you know, like we see this in our friendships and life. And it's like, it's such a simple application, even with God, of, you know, and I tell people this all the time, you know, if, for example, if Monica didn't know Tina, I can sit here and I can tell Monica all about Tina all day long. Mm-hmm. I can tell her all about her. But for her to truly know the other, all I would need to do is introduce you, you know, mm-hmm. introduce you. And then you would begin to know one another. And it's no different than in friendships. Like when you come into relationship with God, when you make a new friend, you don't know them, you know? You may have an immediate attraction in friendship and some commonalities and things like that, but you don't know them. But the more that you spend time with them, the more you hang out with them, the longer that relationship lasts. Like you get to know somebody, and you think about it, you got one of those friends that's been in your life, you know, depending on your age, but 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years. At 25 years, you know them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like you can start, when somebody asks a question, you can answer for them, you know, because you know them. And it's like, that's no different with God. In like, we see that in the natural. Why do we not see that in the spiritual? And just knowing, the more time I invest in this relationship, that's how I know him. You know? It's like, this is not about going in there and praying for God, give me this super revelation of, you know. And it's not that sometimes he doesn't give you this just, wow. Moments, because he does, but those happens in your friendship too. I mean, I can think of friends where I think, oh my gosh, I never knew that about you, when I hear him say something, you know. And it's like, because the more time that we spend together, you just get to know him. And if that's what you desire, if you truly want to know God, just hang out with him.
Amen.
Go pray. Go read his word. See what he has to say. And it's like, then that relationship that you desire, because you desired it, you wouldn't be following it anyway, that you're going to find him there.
Amen. You find him. I can peel a banana, and I can tell you all about this banana. I can tell you how good it tastes, all the nutritional value I'm going to get from it. I can tell you a lot about this banana. But, brother, it ain't going to do you no good if you don't peel it for yourself.
Right, and put it in your
mouth. Taste it.
Yeah.
And see.
Yeah. That's it.
People of God. People of this earth. People. All people. God wants you to come and taste and see. That feeling you're feeling in your bones, in your heart, is God drawing you. God is drawing you to taste and see that he is good. Yeah. He wants to open the windows of heaven over your life. I want to encourage you today, Friday, April 5th. I love the Lord. It's always Valentine's Day. Today is Friday, April 5th. I want you to know, we want you to know, that God loves you. Jesus died for you just as much as he did for me. He did it for all. Not some. All. And I just want to encourage you today to say, yes, Lord. I want to taste and see. And I want to encourage you to open your Bible. Knock the dust off. Blow the dust off. Wipe the dust off. Open your Bible to John 3:16 and 17. God loves you. Jesus loves you. We love you. Taste and see. Taste and see. Yep. Any other words, brother?
That's it.
You want to end us in prayer?
You bet. But Father, we just thank you for your encouragement today, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who will take these words and will deliver them right where they need to go. That they will bring encouragement, not condemnation, to anyone's life out there today, Father. There's no place for that, but Father, that they would be uplifted in you. And Father, I ask that even through this message, Father, today, that you would draw the hearts of men to you, God, the hearts of women to you, God, and that they would know you. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in this time. Father, I thank you for the outpouring of your Spirit. And God, we welcome that. We call it in Jesus' name, and we thank you for that. We thank you that you are moving on the hearts of the body of Christ, Father, that you are bringing them into alignment of your word and the truth of the gospel, Father, that we could model that to those who don't know you. Father, we just thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for your love. We thank you that we can give that away. We love you today, God, and thank you for loving us so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I know people. I know God loves you. That's so sweet, Lord. Because I know God loves people like you because he loves people like us. That song just came to my spirit.
Yeah.
And I can hear it playing. I really like that song.
Yeah.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, our awesome brother in Christ, Jason Mong, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.